Welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, August 12th, 2025, and we have a lineup of real estate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Stout Management Company tapped to manage 4 new properties in Nevada. Stout Management Company is expanding its Nevada multifamily management portfolio by more than 300 units, adding Southern Nevada apartment management and leasing assignments at 4 properties in Las Vegas. The Village of Santo Domingo, a 120-unit community at 8530 W. Sahara Ave, and the Lenox Las Vegas, a 100-unit community at 430 E. Cactus Ave, are among the properties Stout is overseeing. President Taylor Verhollen stated that the Lenox Las Vegas is a luxury apartment community that enhances Stout's portfolio. In April, Stout also took over management of Harlow, a 98-unit community at 10620 West Alexander Ard. Demand for these properties is high, and the team is ready to provide exceptional living experiences for residents.
Lowe's Home Improvement opens at Thompson Thrift South Bridge Marketplace, outside Phoenix. Thompson Thrift announced the opening of a 130,000-square-foot Lowe's store at South Bridge Marketplace in Maricopa. Plans for a 54,000-square-foot second phase, anchored by Aldi, are in the works. Located in a high-traffic growth corridor, the marketplace is attracting popular brands like Einstein Bros Bagels and Club Pilates. With 70% of the remaining space already leased, Thompson Thrift is meeting the demand for quality services in Maricopa's rapidly expanding community. The company's commitment to long-term development in Arizona is evident through projects like Elliott Tech Center in Mesa and the Gilmore in Gilbert.
Q&A with Justinian C. Lane Esker, founder of Asbestos Claims Law. Justinian C. Lane S. founded Asbestos Claims Law, driven by his personal experiences with asbestos exposure in his family. His dedication stems from uncovering the corporate cover-up of asbestos dangers and his own family's history with asbestos-related illnesses. Asbestos remains a concern in 2025 due to legacy and latency, with industries like construction, shipbuilding, and auto repair posing the greatest risks. A recent national survey revealed that 91% of U.S. homes have never been tested for asbestos, highlighting the need for transparency and awareness. Homeowners should be cautious of potential asbestos in older homes and seek professional inspections before renovations. Selling a home with asbestos carries legal and financial risks, as disclosure is crucial to avoid liability. Justinian Lane's firm, AsbestosClaims.law, educates the public through various platforms, including the Worldwide Asbestos Research Database, to empower individuals and promote policy change for asbestos safety.
Q&A with Ken McCarron, president of MBK Rental Living. Ken McCarron, president of MBK Rental Living, has over 30 years of experience in multifamily real estate. He is responsible for acquisition, development, operations, and disposition of all MBK communities. Mr. McCarron spent 15 years as SVP of Asset Management at Irvine Company Apartment Portfolio and 4 years at BRE. MBK Rental Living has more than 4,500 apartment homes in development across 14 communities in California, with 2 in Colorado. They prioritize creating communities with resident gathering spaces like fire pits and dog parks. MBK Rental Living differentiates itself by building communities both physically and figuratively. They offer amenities like group yoga classes, game nights, and holiday celebrations to enrich residents' lives. The company prioritizes environmentally and socially responsible communities with their With Our World program. Mr. McCarron advises those entering the industry to find experienced mentors and be passionate about creating homes for individuals and families to flourish.
LRT company launches 20.55 million all-cash DST offering near Providence RI. LRT company has launched LRT Coventry RI DST, a 20.55 million all-cash DST offering near Providence, Rhode Island. The offering aims to raise equity from accredited investors for a senior housing campus project on 14 acres of undeveloped land in Coventry. The project includes 204 independent living, assisted living, and memory care units, along with 56 parking spaces. This marks the first time LRT company will include low-income housing units to address the projected shortage of senior housing. Coventry's location offers a peaceful setting with access to major highways and shipping facilities. LRT company specializes in land entitlements and ground lease finance, focusing on senior and multifamily housing projects in high barrier markets.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.